This week, Texas legalizes K cars and Toyota has a plan to bring back small trucks. Plus, BMW's gorgeous new shooting brake and Pioneer's Restomod worthy stereo. But first, California's EV mandates are dead. Welcome to the Big Three.
Right into it this week, huh?
That's right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. My name is Nolan Sykes, joined this week by Jimmy Hilton.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Not much.
And Joe Weber.
Hey, what's up? You know I'm Erman and German. Heavy goot.
Sure do.
I know all about that life.
Sure do, brother.
Erman and German,
dude. Give me one of these.
Hey. Oh, God. Please cut that out. My fingertips touched your, like, the base of your palm.
Oh.
Yours got stuck on my thumb, and it was just weird.
It was a very
gummy,
embracing moment.
Let's redo that.
No, we're keeping that, sticking with it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm back. I was absent last week.
Where were you?
I don't remember. Oh, my wife had a doctor appointment I needed to go to. Oh. That's right. Yeah, that's why I was gone.
That's a violation of
HIPAA. No.
Nah, she doesn't work here.
Yeah. Anyway, Indy 500 was this weekend. Did you guys catch that?
No,
I watched the Glizzy 500.
Okay, the Glizzy 500 with the Wienermobiles before the race.
Yeah. Oh, I did see that, yeah.
Indy 500 was pretty great. Monaco, not so great.
I heard some drama about Monaco. I heard Max Verstappen was not happy.
None of the drivers seem to be happy about the track itself. Unless you're Lando Norris, who won. It's basically, if you win the race, you're happy about it. Everybody else has a terrible time. can't really pass on track there, which is a shame. But I think we got to keep it on the calendar how it is. It's just such a holdover from a bygone era, and it's just kind of like even though it's a very boring race, it's still pretty cool to watch.
It's sick.
It's the escape. Home track for so many people.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, shall we move on to some news?
News.
Last Thursday, the U.S. Senate voted 51-44 to block a California law that was set to ban the sale of gas-powered cars in 2035. The bill has already cleared the House and is expected to be signed into law by the president very soon. Two other resolutions on California emissions law are right behind this one. The first resolution blocks a rule aimed at cutting tailpipe emissions from medium and heavy-duty vehicles, which is basically a mandate on zero-emissions trucks. And the second mandate is targeted at curbing nitrogen oxide pollution from diesels, which is a major contributor to smog.
Smog.
Mm.
I mean, the California thing, I'm whatever on.
Yeah.
That's unrealistic. Yeah. But other stuff is like in place for a reason.
You know? Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you, Joe, on that one. The EV thing, again, it seems a little premature, but again, 2035, that's 10 years from now. A lot of things could happen technology-wise to make EVs a better choice for consumers. But again, speaking of choice, people might want to buy a gas car. I don't know.
It's tough. I think the price is still going to be the factor in this.
Yes.
Price is definitely.
I mean, totally. Yeah. If people were forced to buy EVs starting tomorrow, that would be pretty heavy strain on people's wallets.
Yeah.
Also, the Hoover Dam.
As well,
huge strain on the Hoover Dam.
Think so?
Yeah, dude. The amount of electricity it takes.
That's true. Although, we did a video on this, but also Jason at Engineering Explained did a video about the strain mass EV adoption would take, and it was like not that big a deal, right? Then again, he didn't make that when he made that video, there weren't a ton of people generating fake art on their computer.
Yeah, that takes up a lot.
As much as Sweden does on its own. It's the equivalent of Sweden's.
That's crazy.
Sweden or Switzerland's power output.
That is two. One is very big.
That's like
one is very small.
Adding a country. Yeah. Anyway, this legislation is a win for enthusiasts who want to drive older cars. Getting old cars to hit CARB standards is very expensive. We also have Leno's Law on the table here in California, which I
please
definitely support. Yeah. What is it? A rolling 30-year?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my.
It makes sense, dude.
Let's have it, please.
Let's do it, please.
Phase out all that OBD-1 stuff. You know, that's what I think it would do. It'd be so good.
Yeah.
It was 35 years, so it started 1990.
Yeah.
It's 35.
Yeah.
Okay. Still, 1990?
Yeah.
Good.
That dude, A86 would be...
That's why I'm kind of waiting to like register my Z.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Maybe just wait another year or so.
Not a bad idea. Yeah. I think that's solid.
I'm just very worried that this thing is going to get stuck in the Senate or whatever. It's just going to stay there for a while.
It's possible. But again, I think it's makes a lot of sense. Got a lot of support behind it. Bipartisan support, I think, around the state for Leno's Law. This resolution is also a win for choice. You know, if people want to keep buying gas cars, then they'll be able to. And again, you know, 2035 seems like a lofty goal. But I think EV tech by then will be more on par with the convenience of owning a gas car.
10 years will come fast, though.
Yeah.
It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe then we'll have figured out hydrogen cars better.
A wise man once said, the years start coming and they don't stop coming, you know? So
I love that guy.
Is that Shrek?
No, Shrek.
Smash Mouth.
When I heard that song as a kid, I didn't really understand what he meant, but now I do.
They're words to live by, honestly.
Yeah, they haven't stopped coming.
Yeah,
you know why that it seems faster though the older you get?
Because it's a less smaller portion of your life the older you are.
This guy read it.
I figured that out. I did the math. No, that makes sense. I do read it.
You do Reddit a lot.
I do. I should stop.
Okay.
What's up with like Reddit suggesting like strange subreddits to you? It's like, hey.
What's the strangest subreddit you're in?
Probably the Ace Combat one.
Okay. That's
not that strange.
That's not strange.
No. It's very niche though.
Very niche.
There's a lot of interesting characters in there.
What do you get served?
Just like anime stuff. I'm like, I don't watch anime.
There's a lot of anime stuff.
I'll be scrolling in the office here on my phone, and then it'll be like some anime chick.
Yeah.
I'm like, nice. I don't want my coworkers to think that I'm into that because I'm not.
Unless it's Jimmy.
Unless it's Jimmy. Yeah.
Whoa, what are you looking at there, bud?
Exactly. I have to be careful.
He's a moderator on all those.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't support that.
I think you are in some of those groups. You watched Evangelion.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Mm.
I haven't finished
it. I've got my eye on you.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. So, like, what's the deal behind California's push for EVs anyway? Why did California even consider this in the first place? Well, thanks to the car-centric infrastructure and the huge concentration of population on the coast and the challenging topography, a mix of marine layer fog and mountains blocking airflow to the east, California air used to be really, really bad. In 1970, President Nixon, who was a Republican from California, signed a bill into law that allowed the state to set its own emissions policies to curb the problem. And guess what? It worked. Smog levels are basically half of what they were in the early 90s, and vehicle and industrial emissions have decreased 70% in the same time frame.
That's great.
I mean, my dad grew up here in SoCal in the 60s and 70s, and he used to tell me about days where, you know, they would have smog days. Smog would be so bad that kids were forced to stay at home because it was hazardous to go outside. And he also told me about like borderline days where they wouldn't call a smog day, but it was like just bad enough where he would have like football practice. So he'd be out there doing like cardio or, you know, conditioning, like suicides and stuff like that.
Leaded gas.
And my dad told me he would like keel over and throw up because the air quality was so bad. Like it would literally burn your lungs.
Dang, dude.
Like that's how bad it used to be here.
Yeah.
Now that's a similar experience to me doing conditioning and football practice, but that's because
you wouldn't stop eating In-N-Out before.
Husky.
Don't eat before, Nolan.
I remember we would do team lunches before games.
Oh.
And there was one time when
you're trying to carbo load.
One of the parents made like pulled pork sandwiches for everybody. I had two teammates who had a contest to see who could eat the most pulled pork sandwiches, and Ricky ate like seven of them.
No.
And these were on like, you know, like your hoagie loaves. So like
on a hoagie loaf?
Like, whatever those sandwich loaves were, big, right?
That's a lot of bread, a lot of meat.
Puked at halftime.
Oh. Yeah,
absolutely.
Disgusting.
Anyway, back to that. So,
how many did you eat in that sitting?
Like two. Probably two.
Pretty good.
But, dude, like, there's a reason why CARB was instituted in the first place. Because, yeah. like, you know, you can't have kids keeling over at sports practice in the afternoon.
Yeah. I'll have to ask my dad what his experience was. Because he grew up on the coast. So
similar time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Despite popular belief, California laws do not get forced onto other states. States can freely elect to follow California's emissions laws, and many have. However, the free adoption of these laws does influence vehicle purchasing trends, which in turn influences how manufacturers make their cars. So, you know, they don't want to make a California model and a Utah model mm-hmm. and a Vermont model. It's easier if they just make
one model
that satisfies everybody's needs, which happens to be California's because of the stricter mm-hmm. standards there.
I'm trying to remember, this is probably very off topic, but I remember that like one Miata year, I think it's 93, the ECUs are different. They're remapped for California.
Interesting.
So if you have an ECU from a different state and you're trying, like the California ECUs are worth like $1,500. So people really? Are trying to find their like ECU's broken. They buy like a old ECU and they can't put it, won't work with their car.
My Shiro mm-hmm. had one.
A California ECU.
There's a rest of US one mm-hmm. and then a California ECU.
Yeah.
Wow. And I couldn't pass smog because of it.
We'll be right back after these messages. Now back to the show.
BMW has unveiled a new shooting brake concept based on the M8 competition, and it looks sick. So a shooting brake is basically a coupe with a hatchback,
mm-hmm.
two doors. This thing looks pretty rad.
Dang, this is going to be really sweet.
Yeah, I'll probably buy two of them.
Yeah,
and make...
This thing's called the Speed Top. It's got a twin turbo 4.4 liter V8 making 617 Dang. Horsepower, Jimmy.
That's wow. a big number.
There will be around 70 units made, mm-hmm. and it'll cost over $500,000.
That's insane.
Is that the most expensive BMW? Probably.
I think so. Ew. I know they did like a throwback to like... Group 5.
Oh, with that M4 model,
it's like
right?
an M4, wide body M4.
Yeah, they made like,
yes.
I don't know how many they
super
made.
Super expensive, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. 500,000.
No, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah. I'll probably just stick to two then.
Yeah. 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 Just stick to two. You don't want to like, there's only 70 of them. You don't want to like take the chance from someone else to buy one.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be courteous.
I still want to have my donor vehicle.
Right.
And then my project.
Well, you have one that you keep clean mm-hmm. and then the one you drive.
Yes.
That you put the miles on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's silly.
Yeah.
It's silly, isn't it?
I can't wait to see this on Bring a Trailer in 30 years man. And they go.
No, in 1 year. Yeah. That's the whole thing is people just get in line, buy theirs, and then like double their money.
Mm-hmm.
It's silly. 500 grand, dude. Come on. Texas has finally legalized K cars. K-cars have been the subject of hot debate over in states like Texas, Georgia, Colorado, and Massachusetts over the last few years. In some cases, K-cars received an outright ban, and in others, there were inconsistencies in which some owners were given a title and registration, and some were not. What do you think about that, boys?
It's cool.
Freedom for the K-trucks.
Yeah. I think this is a state I wouldn't want to drive on, though. Just because
everything's lifted, bigger in Texas.
85 mile an hour speed limit.
A few years ago, I drove my then girlfriend's Mazda CX-5 from LA to the middle of Texas. And when I got into Texas and pulled her little CX-5 into the gas station, I felt like a bitch. I did. Because everybody else had these huge trucks.
Yeah.
Everyone had like, their cowboy boots on.
It was like a movie. Like I was like, this, it didn't feel real. The situation.
You don't want to pull up to Bucky's in one of these?
Coming in from California. Hey, what's up with these fuel nozzles? You don't have any, there was no like emissions catcher.
Yeah.
You just put the thing right in.
That's why they're so small.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was wondering. I was like, these look like old
nozzles. Don't. They're just like, yeah, let the fumes come out. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
The cows are farting. It doesn't matter.
You can smoke next to your car if you want. It's fine. No, but I did feel small that day.
Yeah.
Inadequate.
Nah, dude.
I think you're fine.
I'm not saying now. I'm just saying I did feel when I pulled in.
You're
that
just
gas
falling
station.
Victim to the big truck.
Yeah.
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 You gotta get a K-truck.
K-trucks still have to be, quote, federally legal, meaning they need to be at least 25 years old when they're imported. If they're newer than 25 years old, they have to meet federal emission and safety standards, which amounts to an effective ban since the process is so expensive. It prevents even manufacturers from selling certain cars here. It adds about like a $10,000 premium to have that done, right? Right.
You have to. Yeah. Well, it depends on the engine. Oh, yeah, this. You have to convert maybe possibly to left-hand drive. Ooh. You have to do side markers, U.S. standard stuff. Mm. Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It's just strange for a state like Texas, which really prides itself on being a free state, to like put a ban on stuff like this. I mean, they just, you know, the story's about them finally letting it happen, but it seems like kind of late, honestly, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if like people weren't getting the go ahead for cars that were older than 25 years old. I feel like if it's older than 25, just let people import whatever at this point. Yeah. Like, if someone's importing a specialty car, if someone's going through that entire process to buy something older than 25 years old, they're not the kind of person that's in the market for a new car, right?
You think that's the biggest factor for most of these states is like interference with new cars?
I think it's a safety thing.
Yeah, I think it's safety for sure.
They can barely get up to 60 miles per hour on the freeway.
Are you going to take a K-truck on the freeway, though?
You might have to in some spots. In Texas, big, wide, open area. It's you can, in LA, definitely you can have a K-truck and get around town. You'd be fine.
You could split lanes in a K-truck.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it is a safety thing, sure, but I don't know. I just feel like there's nefarious lobbying efforts taking place to make this happen.
You thinking always, there's a shadow man behind all of it?
Yeah, dude, it's always strings. About the money, man. It's always about, now we can't let people import these cheap utilitarian vehicles. They need to go down to the dealership and buy one of our new big old trucks for $80,000. Like, I feel like
we're trying to sell Blazer EVs over here.
We're getting beat out by these little Honda Acties.
Yeah, dude. When we drove an old G-Wagon for, we compared a Brabus G-Wagon to like an original one, and driving that car, I got to drive the original one with like 70 horsepower. It was the best car ever.
That was such a fun
car. It felt like driving a tractor.
Yeah, I loved it. I drove that as I was there that day. I was like moving it while you guys were in the new one.
Yeah.
And I drove it all around Calabasas. It was so sick.
It's the sickest truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very slow.
Super slow.
Yeah. But it's like I should have the option wherever I live to buy that
car. Yeah. If I want to be a little, you know, drive a little slow truck in the right-hand lane.
That's right. The whole way there. Just stay in the right-hand lane.
Yeah. Well, now that these are in Texas, I can't wait to see someone mount a 50 cal to this thing.
Oh, it's going to happen for sure.
Or a Gatling.
Demolition Ranch is going to do it for sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be so sick.
You're probably not wrong.
They're going to flip the thing with the amount of recoil.
Yeah. We put a howitzer in the back of our carry. Yeah. Everyday carry.
Ooh.
It's just a K-truck with tons of guns in it. Yeah. Open carry, Audrey. Yes.
Every day.
That makes sense.
Open carry. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Let's hit someone up in Texas.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Open carry.
Joshua Weissman.
Yeah.
We hit every fried chicken spot in our Honda Acty.
And we threw up in the back.
While we're on the subject of small trucks, Toyota is looking to bring back their small truck. More specifically, Toyota is looking to bring a Maverick competitor to the U.S., and Toyota North America's head of planning and strategy told Motor Trend last week that it wasn't a case of if a small truck would come back, but when.
Yeah.
I know Toyota has a small, very small truck they sell over in Asia.
Yeah, was that the one they came out with like last year, right?
Yes, the IMV Zero, the IMV platform is, I would be very stoked if they brought this to the States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The innovative international multi-purpose vehicle.
So cool. What a cool name.
Okay, with this new truck, the Tundra is the big full-size one.
Tundra's big boy.
That's like Alaska. Then you have the Tacoma. So the smaller it gets, the more southern it gets. So what would this be called? The Eugene? The Shasta? Dude, the Toyota Shasta?
Toyota Shasta, Toyota San Dimas.
Ooh. I feel like we're seeing like kind of a renaissance of small trucks coming back.
Well, to that point about the K-trucks is like, it's not, I don't think regular people risking their lives on the freeway in one of these trucks. It's small businesses that need to move things around a city that would buy a truck like this.
A flower shop.
A truck, a flower shop, a bakery, food delivery, karaoke. I don't know.
You have mobile karaoke.
Bounce houses. Landscapers. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah. let me keep expanding all the businesses. guys on Instagram who paint curbs.
Streamers.
Oh, like Ludwig.
Ludwig has
and
one.
His little Subaru.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're seeing people realize that like we don't need a big truck in a city to get your business done. That's why Slate is so interesting. This IMV0, natural fit for that sort of thing. So I guess the challenge would be Toyota bringing that to the States, you know, making it compliant.
Curious to really know, though, the price tag on it. Is it going to be competitive with the Slate and the Maverick?
I think they got
to
be like $25,000, something
less than that.
I think less than that. Less.
17.
What's a base Tundra or base Tacoma is?
Base Tacoma these days 32? Is like 35.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
They're a lot. They're expensive. Yeah.
They do need another lower sector.
They do. Toyota is the king of small pickup trucks. Top Gear famously tried and failed to destroy a Toyota Hilux over 20 years ago. Classic episode. 20 years ago.
No one just dated himself.
Good.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
And older Tacomas here in the U.S. have a reputation for being bulletproof.
Well, Diesel dropped it out of a helicopter and it still drove.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pretty nuts, dude. We actually released a video a few weeks back about why trucks have gotten so big. Zach Deal, isn't it? It's very interesting. And you dropped the video today about the Land Cruiser, which I think everybody needs to go watch. It's very good.
Good video. Maybe Toyota saw that video.
Yeah, we'll take credit for that.
Sure. Yeah, I think we should.
20 years ago. Sorry, that did just put me into a...
Tailspin.
A tailspin.
Are you talking about this on your Reddit? r/nostalgia?
I did find a strange Reddit that I'm in. I'm a member of r/high strangeness.
Oh, I like that one.
What's that one?
Just weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's fun to check in on what
that's r/weird adjacent.
I'm also in both the Los Angeles and Santa Monica subreddits.
Yeah.
And what is up with city subreddits being filled with just like the craziest,
horrible people,
psychos ever?
Yeah.
Are these people real?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny.
Interesting, Jimmy. Maybe they're not.
No.
Maybe they're bots.
Yeah, they could be.
Sowing discord.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I'm moving to LA, that subreddit? People are like, I'm thinking about these three areas. And it's like,
Beverly
Brentwood,
Hills.
West Covina, Compton. People are like, what?
Should I move here? And it's just like a line around like Skid Row. And like, I don't know, man. Might want to do some research on that.
Dude, this Top Gear thing really got you.
It has. It has.
It's really thrown
you off. It's because we're working on a video right now that is like very Top Gear adjacent.
Yeah.
I mean, half the video is like talking about Top Gear. Mm-hmm. And it just got me thinking, like, everyone our age and like maybe a 5-year buffer either way, 5-year below and maybe 10 years older.
Yeah.
Like Top Gear is like the golden standard, right? Yes. Like it's what got people into cars. It certainly in the car space informs a lot of what people do creatively. I think that it's like used as a bellwether,
right?
It's been ripped off a million times, us included. I'm just wondering, like, do younger people also feel that same
understand
way?
Understand what it did.
Right. Because, you know, the YouTube audience still skews pretty young. And, like, I'm concerned, not concerned, but, you know, we're making this Top Gear-esque video. Like, is it going to hit for someone who's, like, 19? You know? I mean, they were old enough. Like, if they're 12 years old, they certainly saw Grand Tour around the same age that I saw Top Gear for the first time, right? And like,
but they wouldn't go back and watch all those old Top Gear.
Maybe not, but if they're nerdy enough, like I was, then they might have. And they have a much easier pathway to accessing all that old stuff.
Yeah. I think they did a good job of having this timeless sense of humor where it's still funny now.
It's very funny.
Lot of it's problematic.
Some of it, but it like holds Jeremy up very well.
Yeah.
Because it's the shooting is awesome. The editing is still amazing. You know,
their on-screen presence and rapport is
just perfect.
Great too.
Yeah. And
there's a video of Jeremy Clarkson
being fitted into an F1 car.
Mm-hmm.
They had to take the whole seat out because he couldn't. He's like this, and then like this much of his body was sticking out. And they're like, yeah. And so they took it out. And then the F1 driver, I can't remember his name, but he's like fitting the harness.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, my absolute number one hero of all time is groping my genitals trying to get this harness on. It's really funny.
I love the James May one where he finds those girls and then he's like, hello.
Hello.
They're like broken down. That's such a good scene.
There's so many good moments.
Yeah. That was so, having James on the show was such a dream.
Dream come true.
We'll be right back after these messages. Now back to the show.
Finally, a modern head unit that won't look out of place in an old car. That's right.
I'm so excited about this.
Okay, Pioneer's new SXT C10 PS, that's the name, looks like an OEM tape deck from the late 80s. Inside, it hides a USB-C connector behind the fake tape deck cover and comes with Bluetooth connectivity. It looks great.
It's very cool.
The orange LEDs, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That would look great. Replacing my business radio and my
E36. It would look amazing in your car, Joe.
You can change the LED color.
Mm, that would be to tune it to perhaps.
Yeah, because Mazda, like, you know, it's green.
Mm.
So it would look a little off.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's all about the little things.
All about those details.
You're off axis, bro.
On program.
There we go.
Here we go. Yeah. Jimmy just
sorry, I don't know what came over me.
That's a visual gag.
Well, listeners might have heard some sloppy talk. It was actually just Jimmy and his microphone.
I was just adjusting it.
Yeah, just experiments. That's fine.
I think this is good. This is a good market that they're kind of going into because there isn't a big market for this. I think Continental came out with a kind of something like this a few years back for older Porsches.
Hmm.
But well, there's only two directions you can go with. They're the full touchscreen, Apple CarPlay-esque.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which would look out of place.
Or like this like retro style. And I think this is a good era to pull from. Because the early 2000s one that had like the LED dolphins or whatever.
Yeah.
That would look really dated. This looks like dated in a cool way.
Yes.
It's interesting because like this is certainly not a new idea. When my buddy Cody was restoring his Mustang in high school, you know, like he bought a head unit that looked like an OEM unit, but had a little plug-in, not for USB because it was like 2007, but for, like an aux cable was hidden behind a little flat button. So otherwise it looks stock, but you know, you could plug your iPod into that and play your Papa Roach all you wanted.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
You took me back.
Yeah.
Play the Halo 3 theme song.
I did buy that on CD.
Yeah. I have it too. It's so good. Yeah,
it's great.
I have a code. There's like the old owner of the Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put a code in for the stereo.
Oh, because otherwise if someone stole it, they couldn't use it.
Yeah, but they never gave me the code. So I'm like...
Damn, dude.
It locks you out every third missed code.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like going through six number.
You're
going
to be doing that a long time, dude.
It's going to take you years.
Yeah.
But might be able to hit up BMW. Maybe they would give you that code.
You have to prove I'm not a hacker, though.
Yeah. And that's hard to do.
It is.
Yeah.
You are on r/hacker.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like,
I'm on r/white hat. I'm on r/black hat. I'm on r/gray hat. I got all the bases covered. Those are terms for different kinds of hackers.
What's a gray hat?
I'm not really sure. I've just mixed the two. But a white hat is a hacker who uses their powers for good.
Yeah, usually like FBI hacker.
Right. Or like consults. A black hat would be someone who like is nefarious and hacks.
Like anonymous.
Real. Like anonymous, yeah.
Even though they do good stuff. It's all where you draw the
morality. That's what r/gray hats is.
Yeah, gray hats is probably... That's got to be a real term, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you guys getting one of these then for your car? You getting it for your Civic?
No, I want it to be more like track focused.
So you don't even want a radio?
Right.
You want something like that ghost box that you put at the back? Have you seen
those? What is that?
Oh, they're these little boxes that you can just throw behind your dash and it'll connect, you plug your speakers into it and it'll just connect to your phone.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
They're cool. I've got one for my Miata.
Interesting.
Yeah, you just throw it behind the dash somewhere and put like a delete plate there, and then you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Just look into that.
Okay.
Then you can still use your speakers.
You don't even need a screen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I might just take out all the climate control and radio stuff and just try to put like an aluminum panel there for switches and whatever.
But yeah, you can have that ghost box behind there, and I think everything, it's basically like an app on your phone.
Interesting.
I don't know the full detail. I need to like, I just have the box. I need to open it up. But I understand a little bit of it. Are you going to get it for your 36?
I want to maintain my business radio aesthetic.
Cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of white hats and black hats, we got some breaking news.
Oh, the light's on.
That's right. New speed cameras are coming to LA next year. Oh, joy.
No.
KTLA says that, quote, the LA Department of Transportation has said that studies show these speed safety systems lead to a 19% decrease in crashes, resulting in fatalities or serious injuries. And cities utilizing similar technology have seen a 62% drop in drivers speeding by 10 miles per hour or more. Breaking the speed limit by 11 to 15 miles per hour will result in a $50 fine. 15 to 25 miles per hour incurs a $100 penalty. Speeding between 26 to 99 miles per hour carries a 200 mile per hour. Or sorry.
That's actually pretty good value on the 99.
Carries a $200 fine. And driving 100 miles per hour or more will result in a $500 fine.
It's like the big refillable popcorn bucket is not worth it in this instance.
Right.
So like a medium bucket filled all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's your
great
best
analogy.
Bet.
Doing your 15 to 25 mile per hour. Or no, yeah, 26 to 99.
You could do 99 miles per hour for $200.
That's great.
That's good value.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, we talked about...
You can go 165.
Oh, you're right.
164.
Well, I don't know if Jimmy's Miatas would go that fast.
No. It's at my Edge.
The Edge?
Edge.
A edge buck 60 in the Edge? Damn. It is turboed. A few weeks ago, we talked about a program where it's like, if you're a compulsive speeder, like you get a speed limit put on your car. Remember we talked about that?
Washington?
It was Washington, I think. It was in the Northwest somewhere. So like, you know, Oregon or Washington.
There's only two.
But, you know, at first I really thought like, this is stupid. Like people shouldn't be limited in their, you know, transportation or, you know, I went a little sovereign citizen on it. But and then I, you know, got a DM saying like, hey dude, like your right to speed kind of ends when it comes to harming other people.
Yeah.
You know, or your capacity to harm other people. And I feel like I'm kind of thinking the same way on this story right here. Like obviously I hate more surveillance. I think we have too much surveillance in our daily lives. But at the same time, people in LA, there are some real assholes on the road out here.
Dude,
you know what bugs me is people that go like 85 in the right lane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Leave that for the slow K-truck drivers.
For the K-truck drivers, yeah. So that 15 to 25 or the 26 to 99 with $200 fine, like I feel like that could definitely help the freeways around here. Like it's every other weekend I'm cruising along.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other day I was driving with Chloe. And we get passed by a LS400 going like 100 miles an hour. Jeez. And then right behind him was like a clapped out 350Z. And she's like, what are those guys doing? And I was just like, I don't know. They're just cruising around. But, you know, most people, probably not listeners of the show, you know, the normies out there don't like driving with people like that, you know? And I can definitely see where they're coming from.
And they're not going to put speed cameras up on our like the canyons.
I hope not.
Like, yeah. I know PCH, they're starting to put some, but that is a very... People, there's been some really bad accidents on PCH.
I mean, I remember one was that last year that...
The
dude that like crashed into those Pepperdine students.
Yeah, the Pepperdine students. Purdue. Yeah.
Pepperdine students. That was really sad. Something like that may, you know...
Oh, so this past weekend they just reopened PCH.
Yeah, yeah.
And they limited it to 25. And
25?
They were making examples of people. I had to go to the Palisades to pack up more stuff from my house.
Right.
So many people were getting pulled over. As soon as it went from like 45 to 25, they were
25.
Yeah. They were just like,
that's kind of crawling along.
Yes. Crawling, yeah. But they were pulling people over left and right. They wanted to make examples of people.
Yeah.
They were like,
have you
it's
heard-
open. But let, like, be slow.
we've talked about previous stories like this where it's like, I want my freedom to go fast. But I think a good compromise there is just like, keep it on the track. You know, I think that's like the logical end solution for like stuff like this. It's just like, you got to remember that there are racetracks that exist and, you know, you can go out and do that. I mean, we have racetracks closing too. So that's where that kind of like butts up against that logic.
I wouldn't say it's a catch 22, but.
Not really, because there are places you can go. It's just like takes a while to get out there.
And it's expensive too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But you know what? If it helps, I mean, a 20%, 19.
Yeah, those are big. Those are pretty big numbers.
That's pretty big for a decrease in fatal accidents.
Yeah. That's worth it. Then
those are people. Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. On that note, thank you guys for listening. That's going to do it for us this week. Follow Joe at Joe G. Weber. Follow Jimmy at RussellJimmyJP. .jp.
.jp.
RussellJimmy.jp.
It's the URL.
Oh.
Yeah. In Japan.
You have a URL?
The URL. It's not like it's .jp. Yeah, at the end.
Do you own that URL?
No, I don't have a URL.
I thought it stood for like Jimmy Preston or something.
No. Okay. No.
And follow me at Nolan J. Sykes if you'd like. Big thank you to the crew. We got Mark, Audrey, and Edgar behind the camera. And we want to thank you for listening every week. And that was a real mixed bag of stories for you.
A ton of cool stories.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.